morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The way crop prices fluctuate, you're actually thinking about trying to save some money by not using a product like Black Max 22 this year. Now, here's the problem. Because prices are volatile, improving yield becomes your most important strategy. And Black Max 22's proprietary LHS technology is designed to optimize your soil, reduce fertilizer burn, and improve yield potential year after year. Don't let saving money cost you money. When it comes to your nutrition program, remember Black Max 22, because if you feed it, you need it. See your local CPS retailer today.
For over 20 years, the promise to clean up the remnants of Oklahoma's abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 15,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to restoring decades-old abandoned sites. We're proud to serve our neighbors and remain committed to our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301 or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
President Trump came out with the broad outlines of his tax reform plan yesterday. The American Farm Bureau says it's still too early to predict the bottom line for producers, even if Trump's proposal is fully enacted. The president is calling for a big cut in corporate tax rates from 35% down to 15%. But American Farm Bureau tax advisor Pat Wolf says the plan needs to be more comprehensive since most farmers file as individuals.
The majority of farmers pay taxes as sole proprietors. They pay under the individual code, not the business code. So it's important to clarify whether or not that really will apply to all sizes of business or just businesses by their organization type.
Wolf recently urged congressional tax writers to be careful how they structure the first major tax overhaul since 1986. She said producers must have access to a menu of tax breaks to deal with the cyclical and unpredictable nature of agriculture. Wolf says the president's plan is still unclear on what deductions he wants.
There was no mention about business deductions, like the deduction for business expenses, like whether or not farmers would be able to use like-kind expensing or cash accounting. Those details are yet to be determined.
Even with lower individual and corporate tax rates, Wolf argues that producers could still end up with a bigger tax bill if they don't have enough offsetting deductions. Meantime, one tax proposal was very clear.
The presidential announcement called for the complete and immediate elimination of the state taxes. We need to make sure that that means elimination of taxes at death and that there's no change in the stepped-up basis, which would create a capital gains tax at death.
AFB wants same-year expensing of equipment costs, cash accounting, lower capital gains taxes, all of which the president did propose. Farm Bureau also wants continued use of like-kind exchanges to defer taxes on assets being replaced, and naturally, an end to the estate tax. And it wasn't just his tax plan that had Trump turning heads yesterday. The Trump administration is considering an executive order withdrawing the country from the North American Free Trade Agreement. Officials say the draft order has been submitted for the final stages of review and could be unveiled soon. The order could change in the coming days, but seems to indicate an intent to withdraw from the sweeping deal by triggering the timeline set forth in the agreement. This revelation of intentions by the White House to pull the U.S. from the NAFTA trade treaty drew immediate reaction from commodity groups, with hope of persuading the president to reconsider signing such an order and weigh the benefits NAFTA has brought to the agricultural industry. You got farm news on Ron.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.